Seems like I haven't had a chance to talk to you forever because it's Thursday schedules. Just a shout out to my friends, our friends at Spoon and Stable Restaurant downtown. They just got Restaurant of the Year in Minneapolis. It's a great place. My wife and I enjoy going there after wins. What you got?
Nor, why do you think Teddy Bridgewater looked as comfortable as he did on Thursday night?
I just am not as zoned in on one game. I think he's looked comfortable most of the season. I go back to the Atlanta game. He's 14 of 21 for 130 yards in the first half. We have a good mix run and pass. I go look at the Raider game in the first half. We drive for touchdowns the first two drives. All the way back to the Detroit game where he throws for 270 yards when we struggle to run the ball. Every game presents a different situation. I think Teddy played the way he's played most of the time. Instead of throwing 18 or 24 passes, we threw 36 passes. You get more opportunities. You get chances to make more plays. I thought our guys who were involved in it responded and made plays.
Like he was getting the ball out a lot faster, though, especially
on that side. Again, every team's different, and this team is a very aggressive team. We were able to get some misdirection going. We were able to get some quick passes going. We've played a number of teams that play a coverage style that they want us to have to hold the ball so they can take advantage of the rush. So every game just comes up different.
Or there was in that game, you played Adrian Peterson in some of the situations where we've seen you bring in the other backs, whether you're asking him to pass protect or run routes. Why did he have more of a role in those third down and also the catch-up situations?
Yeah, I think probably if you guys remember, after the Seattle game, there were some questions on how much activity he had, how many carries he had. So he was probably pretty fresh. So we thought we'd take advantage of that situation. He's capable of doing all of it. We've tried to manage it the best we could in terms of making sure he's fresh throughout the entire game. Obviously, it shows up with how he's been able to carry the football in the fourth quarter when we've had leads or small leads and been able to finish off games. Obviously, this game, the Thursday night game, it was an opportunity for us to make a move, and we won him in the game.
Is that something you see you want to maybe do more of going forward?
Every game is different, and there's things that we want to do with him. We want him to get his opportunities to affect the game.
That helped the passing game, him being in there more?
Don't think it had anything to do with it in the passing game. I think, the first third down, it was Matt Asiata, and he gets a 20-yard completion. If we could get him to bust the coverage every time and get the ball out that quick, it'd be awesome. But they turned him loose. So I think every situation's different. I think when we faked him and throw a screen, it helps. It's just depending on, I would say, the play. But I think you all try to make too much out of it. I think it's about going out and executing, performing, and everyone doing their job.
Make too much of what?
If he's in the game or not in the game, or if it affects how the secondary plays or doesn't play or whatever those things that you asked me about.
Teddy said that final play against Arizona was one he couldn't check out of. Why was that?
Well, first of all, we've got a lot of sideline plays. This is one that's worked for us in last year. It's worked for us in the past. We never have a sideline play where we don't have a quick outlet. Adrian was a quick outlet. The way they defended the play, if we had it to do over again, we were throwing the ball over Adrian's head and kicked the field goal. They defended the play real well. Obviously, we're getting ready for the Bears. My only thing I'd say, I think everyone will learn from that play.
Was that just something, though, where you wanted Teddy to just run a play and so everyone's on the same page and not want to get communication mixed up by him changing it?
It's a good play. There's no reason to check out of it.
Kyle Rudolph's had six catches, I think, in three. Pardon
me?
Kyle Rudolph has had six catches or more in three or four games. How is coverage dictate?
I think there's two things. I think it's who we're playing and the situations that we're in. And number two would be Teddy is throwing the ball to him when he's covered more than he was early. And Kyle's not a guy that's going to get great separation, but he is a big body presence. So he's throwing the ball where if we had one on the sideline third down, the defender almost got a hand on the ball. Teddy put it out in front. He's a big man. He went up and got it and ran down the sideline.
Getting late in the season now, entering into December, there's going to be a lot more cold weather games, especially at TCF outside. How does that usually affect play calling?
The biggest thing that affects play calling is the team we're playing. We played in the cold last year in December. You know, I'd go back and look at the play calling we had there and see if there's something that was different.
In what ways do you see opposing defenses focusing more, giving more attention to Stephon Diggs?
Well, I don't think they did that we've gotten this last particular game. They put a really good player on him. And contained him pretty well.
Or what's going on with Charles Johnson? It seems like he's been kind of phased out of the offense.
He's not been phased out. You know, it's just the same thing I'm talking about. You get in a game and you get in a rhythm and you're playing and you're playing fast and it's the least of your worries at that point of can we get this guy involved? Can we not get this involved? Where there's the thing I get obviously. Is if when we visit, and I haven't had a chance to visit with you, but if Kyle's getting more passes, someone wants to know why this guy. If Adrian getting the runs, I want to know why we threw this ball. If we threw for 300 yards, why wasn't Adrian successful? We went all the way back to Detroit and struggled to run the ball. We broke off one long run. Teddy throws for 270 yards, and it's why couldn't we run. So it's, the guys are playing or playing. If something happens to someone, CJ will be ready.
It seems like in that game you used a few wide receiver screen plays. Is that something you think can be a weapon for you guys again? I know
we've used them a lot. It's just things that you do a lot, teams tend to concentrate on, and it kind of goes in cycles. And, we got a wide receiver screen with the big screens. We obviously got we've gotten two or three times to Rhett. And we caught him in the right coverage, and we got a screen to Rhett. I think in the game we got wide receiver screen to Diggs. But those are good plays against teams that are blitzing, that are overplaying the run. Those are things that are nice changeups.
How much should the shuffling around of the offensive line at the start of the season affect what you guys want to do in the downfield passing game?
It has nothing to do with the start of the season or now. I mean, it's just who we are and what we are right now. And we're trying to make make it work and be productive offensively. I still go back to, we had a game in Atlanta and we were as productive as in terms of moving the ball as you can be. We were productive moving the ball against Arizona. We played two real good defenses in Green Bay and Seattle and struggled to move the ball.
With how much they've played together, how much is the offensive line now just as a whole comfortable with one another?
Oh, they've been comfortable with one another from the beginning. The obviously, what we have is managing matchups. And a team that has one really strong defensive player, you can manage that, and you can say, okay, we're going to concentrate on him. We're going to help. We're going to do this. You play a team that's got four across. You can't manage and help on every single guy. So it's that's why the game plan, and that's why you do different things to try to help those guys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.